Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hello, and welcome to Storytime with Mama V. If you're new around here, welcome, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Today on the show, we are reading The Only Me. In this story, we get to meet a girl named Stella, and she lets us know what it's like being a twin, but not an identical twin. And let's see what Stella has to say. So let's get right into our story of The Only Me. Hi, my name is Stella. And you see that tall girl over there? Yeah, the blonde one. That's my very best friend, Paige. She also happens to be my twin sister. I know, we look nothing alike. But still, some people treat us like we're exactly the same. Like Aunt Josie. She buys us matching outfits every year for our birthdays, even though we have totally different styles. I love wearing frilly dresses and fancy shoes. But Paige likes leggings and t-shirts. Then there's Coach Lou. We've been playing soccer with him for 2 years, and he still hasn't figured out which of us is which.
Bates!
He yells.
Goalie! Other Bates! Offense!
Which one of us should go where, I ask. Coach Lou checks his roster, then shrugs.
Whichever.
Seriously? Yes, we have the same last name, but we are not the same person. And who can forget our neighbor, Miss Claire?
You two can't be real twins,
she says every time we see her, which is pretty much every day.
You look nothing alike. You're just so different.
Actually, there are a lot of people like Miss Claire who tell us how weird it is that we don't look similar. Like the same foods, have the same hobbies, or finish each other's sentences. Those comments bug me just as much as when Aunt Josie and Coach Lou treat us like we're one person. It makes me so mad. Just because we're twins doesn't mean we have to be exactly alike. I love Paige so much, but I just want to be me, not Stella and Paige, or worse, the twins. Like, we don't even have names. And here's the really frustrating thing. I've gotten so used to people comparing us that lately I've started comparing us too. I've been thinking about our differences a lot. And sometimes those differences make me feel sad. Like, maybe I'm not as good as Paige. Paige has better handwriting than me. Paige gets invited to more birthday parties than me. Paige hits the ball harder than me. Pretty much, Paige is the best and I'm just me. Her overlooked lesser half.
Hey, Stella,
a voice behind me calls. It's my big brother, Robbie. Robbie's awesome. Other than my parents, he's one of the only people in my life who treat me like I'm my own person.
I'm doing chalk art in the driveway, Robbie says. I'm making a huge city. Will you help me? You're the best at drawing the trees, street signs, and all those tiny windows on the buildings.
Did he say best? Really?
Aw, thanks, Robbie. I'd love to help.
Robbie's right. I'm pretty good at drawing trees. Actually, there are a lot of things I can do really well. I can solve mazes in minutes. I give the best hugs. All my friends say so. I can twirl like a prima ballerina. Maybe I am just as good as Paige, but in different ways? It's kind of like my friend Sarah and her little sister Ashley. They couldn't be more different. Sarah is super silly, talkative, and loves ballet, like me. Ashley's quieter and prefers painting to pliés. But I like them both. I love being goofy and dancing around the house in our tutus with Sarah. And Ashley helps me create beautiful art, like a watercolor mermaid with shiny, shimmering scales. The truth is, most of my friends are really different from their siblings, just like me and Paige. Maybe it's good we're so different. I'm lucky to have a twin sister who loves softball because it's fun when we practice hitting and throwing together. And Paige is lucky to have a twin sister who gives the best hugs. I'm always ready with the warmest, tightest squeezes whenever she feels sad. We may be different,
and be good at totally different things. But that doesn't mean that either one of us is better than the other. So what if people like Aunt Josie or Coach Lou insist on lumping us together? Or if Miss Claire continues to be confused by our differences? I can't control what they say or do, but I can control how I react to them. From now on, I'm not going to let them get to me. No matter what they say, I'm just going to keep on being me, because I'm the only me in the world. We're twins, but we're not the twins. We're just who we are. I'm Stella, and that's my sister Paige. And together, we make a perfect pair. Do you have a sibling that you're always compared to? Or do people ever say to you, wow, you're nothing like your brother or your sister? I have a younger brother, and I'll tell you, we look nothing alike, but we are super close as siblings. We love each other. We're both parents, and our kids who are cousins, they play together. So I really appreciate the story pointing out that even though, let's say in this case, we were talking about twins, yes, they are twins, but they're not the twins. They're each individual people. All right, my friends, this is the end of our episode today. Thanks so much for listening in. Hey, if you haven't had a chance yet to give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, please go ahead and do that. What it does is it lets other listeners discover the show easier. So we have more kids get their ears on these amazing stories. I will link to where you can purchase the book in the show notes. Otherwise, thanks so much for tuning in today. And I will see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now, friends.